Welcome back. Wow. So, you know, first segment, I kind of depressed you. But you actually understand why I left California. Born and raised in California. California for a state. With geography, topography, and everything, it offers everything to everybody. The most beautiful islands to the lowest spot on Earth in Death Valley. So, and the tallest peak. Mount Whitney. And I've been to all those places. So anyway, we left because of the fires. Our love and prayers to all those down there. Now, where am I? Here you are. You're listening to me on the radio. I've pre-recorded this. It would be kind of fun to do a live broadcast one day, and I want to. But I'm not yet. But I would love to do a live broadcast. Maybe Mike and I can figure out how to do that. That would be a lot of fun. Maybe by phone or something like that. So there's this entertainment place. I know we have a family fun entertainment center here in Klamath Falls. I had no idea. Until fairly recently. And it's called the World of Arkai. I know. I never heard of what Arkai is, but Arkai is, I guess, a dragon-themed thing. Probably a card game or something like that. But anyway, John owns the World of Arkai. It's a family fun center. It's over on Main Street. And so that's where I am right now while you listen to this. Now, the neat thing is about the World of Arkai is that tonight, second Friday of every month, they invite local artisans and vendors, local vendors, into their fun center, and they set up a table and they can sell their goods all for nothing, at least at the moment. and that's what I'm doing now. So if here at the World of Arkai, it's 1111 Main Street. They do this to help local vendors sell their goods, and I think that's a really nice thing. You know, community radio is like that. You know, we help everybody. To enjoy each other. And anyway, John has actually opened up his fun center on the second Friday of every month, 4 to 9, to do this. So there are other vendors here, and they're all just share, you know, sell what they want. Now, I do a lot of fishing stuff and crafts and art. So if you want to see my art, well, this is not a bad spot to do it. To see it or to buy it. But I do a lot of other stuff too, and I will be making baits for the spring season here rather quickly, because I have to paint like hundreds of baits to do that. They're sold over at Lake of the Woods, and this year I'm going to focus a lot on finesse, very small hard baits. You'll catch a bunch with my hard baits and my soft baits and my spinners. You'll catch a lot of stuff. Now, the neat thing, too, he does here, he has what's called a family night, too. And he does that. He's going to have a family night on Tuesday, January 21st. And again, it's free. And he brings in live reptiles, like alligators and lizards and snakes, and he's hopefully some other animals too, for the kids to take pictures with and and to enjoy and get learn about them. So, to be honest, he's got a lot of fun stuff. See, family nights every third Tuesday. So it's every third Tuesday is family night. And then vendors event is every second Friday. It's called the World of Arkai. It's 1111 Main Street. And it has laser tag, VR rooms, and other really cool stuff. But he's got a big arcade. And I was so excited so recently. It was so weird. I was in his store. We were talking about selling my stuff in his store. And I told him, I said, when I was in college, I liked the game Joust. Where you flap around on an ostrich. I know ostriches don't fly, but in games, anything can fly. And you joust on a flying ostrich. I know. Just his theme is cool, fun. And strangely enough, somebody called him and said, I have a Joust game, like a week later. And now they got Joust. And my son and I were in there playing. Joust. He's got a pool table, air hockey, all sorts of other stuff in there. And the VR room is crazy cool. The VR room is too, but the laser tag room is pretty cool. I mean, it's psychedelic. It's black light and it's just really cool. And he's got a little snack bar there with very affordable snacks and a little store that he sells, you know, crafts and stuff like that, toys. And really a neat place. I had no idea. He's actually looking to expand, so he's looking for a bigger spot. I think he wants like 60,000 square feet or something. So it's actually really neat. So John is the owner of it, and he's trying to, you know, create like a destination where kids and families can enjoy themselves, and vendors like me can sell their goods at least once in a while. But it's actually really a neat place. You guys should. I was impressed. I didn't know it existed until I saw him on Facebook. And on Facebook, it was like, what is this? And then I asked my kids, because they're into D&D and stuff, and I was like, have you ever been in that place? They go, no. And it's like, it's right on Main Street. I mean, it's a fairly short walk from my home. And it was like, so we, you know, so I told you that Russell and I, we went for a walk and we hit sidelines. We also stopped by the World of Arkai and played Joust and talked to John about this event for vendors. So, really kind of cool. Anything that allows vendors to get some visibility, especially, you know, tonight when you're listening to this, he's not charging a thing for the vendors to do this. And you know, it's just one of those really cool things that he's doing to help the community. You need to stop by. I mean, you're listening to this show right now. You should stop by, say hi to me. And check out the place. This is as good, as close as I get to a live broadcast is... we're recording this now to be played while I'm there and invite you in. This is close to a live broadcast I get. So, anyway, I've been making a lot of stuff, art, and really cool stuff. I mean, I just got done making a... These are phone stands, you know, dragon theme, because, you know... I have some that, you know, of other stuff too. But, you know, these are dragon themed and they turned out really cool. So, and then I've got a dragon clock that I still haven't finished. I just cut it and painted it. So It's got to be glued and then assembled and then finished off. But it's a lot of fun. I mean, you know, you got to check. I mean, Plymouth Falls got a lot of stuff that I've yet to, you know, I'll fully explore. I mean, I love the museum. If you've never been to the Klamath Falls Museum, you gotta go. It is amazing to me that how many people live in Klamath Falls and have not been to the museum or have not even been to Lake of the Woods. It's crazy that, people have not done these things. And the Klamath Museum's nothing practically to pay. And they got this a luminescent rock display that glows in the dark. So you walk into this dark room and all the gems glow. I mean, how cool is that? And then, you know, it's got that cool World War II intercontinental weapon on display, which I didn't even know there were intercontinental weapons in World War II. And cars and really nice looking exhibits. And then we got the Favel Museum, I hope I said that right, which focuses a lot on the indigenous people of the West Coast. They even have a Chumash exhibit there, which is the largest exhibit of Chumash artifacts is in my hometown, Lompoc. And of course, you know, the La Purisima Museum or La Purisima Mission in Lompoc also has a huge indigenous collection. It's one of only two missions in California that are owned by the state. All other missions are owned by the Catholic Church. And so there's local, right next to the Favel, there's a little museum or gallery that features local artists. And I forgot the name of it. Klamath Falls. I know people just, when it gets Klamath Falls. No. I'm not from here, so I appreciate what it has to offer. The mayor's done a very good job, I think, in making this town attractive because it attracted my family. Although, leaving the fires of L.A. was pretty easy to do. Although, this place was on fire back then. I know, I'm sorry. But we live in a very cool town. We got a children's activity museum or something like that over on East Main Street. And we have all sorts of stuff. Got the logging museum. Not too far away, 25, 30 minutes. And Crater Lake within an hour. And it's just, we are blessed here in Klamath Falls to have what we have. And our main street has been done up rather well. I mean, I live just three blocks above it. And so we go down there and walk. And there's always a little shop, a nook that I like to walk into. And, say hi, introduce myself. I like to say hi to people. I'm a very, very congenial person. I will say hi to anybody I walk by on the street. Or even if they're at the light in their car, I'll wave at them. They're probably thinking, who is that old guy? I just like saying hi to people. So, enjoy what we've got. We got some pretty fun stuff. World of Archives, where I'm at right now. And, but check out the museums and the galleries. I love that. I really, really, really love art. And I love the murals and stuff, the electrical boxes and stuff like that are painted here in town. So, all right, we'll talk about fishing. Finally, we're going to talk about fishing in the next segment. After these words, see you in a minute, or two, or three.